Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. So blessed to be here another week. And today we are going to have an exciting show. Wow, what an election, huh? What an election we had last night. And the results are in. And we want everybody to tell us what you think. I mean, who you voted for, what you think, where you think we're headed. I don't think I've ever seen an election like this in my lifetime. It was just
I'm just glad it's over.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, we're going to be bringing in everybody. And I know it's definitely people are saying they're glad it's over and it's going to happen. So we are have a couple guests coming in right now, and then we have other people calling in as well, and wanted to get your take and see what's going to happen. So I'm going to take a quick break and come right back. We want to discuss everything. I mean, the U.S. right now has been in such a big influx, and history was just made. I don't think there's ever been an election like this. To have somebody come in that wasn't a politician and it came in and did it. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back. And I am so excited. And I know there's some people that aren't excited and other people that are, and that's the one thing about democracy. So we'll be right back. This is Natalie Mullinex, and we're listening to Realty Universal Radio, and we're talking about the election, 2016 election. President-elect is Donald Trump, and he was, of course, this has been a huge election. I think more people turned out to vote than they have in years. And with us today, right now on the line, we have Cindy Smith from Baltimore, Maryland, and Bobby Bell from Florida. And we have other callers who are going to be coming in. And what I wanted to do today was kind of keep it an open forum, you know, so we can talk about it, get each other's opinions. And so if you're calling in and you would like to jump in and be able to talk, ask questions, or give us your opinion, when you call in, please press 1, and we'll put you in queue so you can join this discussion. So without further ado, what do you guys think? What do you think, Cindy? What do you think happened?
Oh my goodness! Are you kidding? I think it must have been something like some kind of prophetic thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh my God! I'm gonna tell everybody how old I am. A little older than 50. Okay, so here's the deal. This is just amazing. I have never seen anything like this in all of my years. To have someone like Mr. Trump to start in kind of in the middle of the process, you know what I mean? And then to come back and to be so have so many different adversities and stuff to come back and come to this place, to me, is just a miracle. It's just amazing.
It
really
exciting.
Is.
It's so exciting.
I think that he won with, what was it, 300 and some electoral votes, if I'm not correct.
I think it was 287.
287, almost 300.
Yeah.
287.
Amazing, because when I was up half all the night until I passed out. And I think when I the last thing I saw, it was up to on the Trump side, it was like 250 something, and Hillary was like 218 or something like that. And then I passed out, and when I woke up, you know, it was all over. I was just amazed, absolutely amazing.
It was so amazing.
It obviously said to me that the nation truly needed a major change, just straight up. So that's what I have to say.
I agree. If anybody, we're going to keep it an open forum this call today. So if you'd like to jump in when you're listening in the call, I see some other people calling in right now. Just press 1, and then we'll open you up into the call. If you just want to listen in, you're feel free to do that too. But we love your opinion. We really, this election is going to go down in history as one of a kind. The turnout shows us, like you just said, the power of the people and how each one of us makes a difference. And I think that's so inspirational to see people stand up and say, no, I'm going to make a change. We're going to take a change here. So if you want to jump into the call, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll be able to open you up into the queue. So what do you think, Bobby? What do you think?
Well, I am very thankful that Hillary did not get in. But,
amen.
But I'm still a little concerned about whether Trump is going to be able to do what he says he's going to do. What's going to help him is if he doesn't alienate the Congress, he might get a little bit more accomplished. But I know even a lot of Republicans weren't for him. I'm hoping they'll work with him and get some of these issues passed, Obamacare repealed.
Right.
But up to this point, I have always been against the Electoral College.
Mm.
I've always thought that
the
popular vote, I always thought that the popular vote ought to win out. However, this time, Hillary actually won the popular vote. And so I am thanking God for the Electoral College now.
That's a good point, because I've always said we should get rid of it, electoral, the way we do it, electoral system. And no, that's a good point. I hadn't looked at it that way. You know, we have people, calling in, of course, voted for. One thing about democracy is it's so wonderful that we can agree to disagree if we don't like, you know, what we're doing, and we have the right to vote. Now, I voted for Trump, and I prayed, and I was so happy that he got in. What I feel like I've seen happen and just witnessed is people so sick of things, people so tired of the establishment, tired of being taken for granted, tired of being told, and seeing things that didn't change that we were promised were going to change, and our values going out the door. So that's what I'm so excited, because it just shows how people are getting strong and saying, no, we can fight back. We can take back this country. We don't have to sit back and just go down the rabbit hole. And that's what I've taken out of this.
People
are upset, you know, that Clinton didn't win, they got out there and many, many voted, you know?
Well, I think that's a good point, because here in Florida, there were a lot of non-politicians that won our state.
Wow.
And I think people are just sick and tired of the establishment.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Like I said, I'm over 50, so I remember back in the days, you know, where you knew who your postman was, and you knew who your policeman was, and you knew, you know, who your banker was. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And yeah. when you got ready to vote for this or that or the other, most of the time one of those people would be, you know, over there, you know, on the line, you know what I'm saying? That you know, I'm gonna you know,
right.
I'm sorry, I'm losing my thought because I'm tired.
That makes sense to me. No, yeah, we were all tired.
But the bottom
all
line
all
is,
right,
it was always somebody
was.
In your community that you knew
yeah.
that were gonna, you know, to make themselves available to take care of the rest of the community. You know what I'm saying? And now
right.
it's like. You know, okay, you know, my precious friend Natalie, you know, knows that I live here in Baltimore, but I lived in Texas for 30 years. And the whole community, I mean, the way things that we live here in this area is totally opposite to what I knew for 30 years in
True.
Texas. You know, you go down to Dallas and everybody says, you know, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and they open up your door. You know, here, God have mercy on you. Okay, if you even try to go to the door, you might not make it to the door. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I mean? The
I definitely
values are
know what
so
you're
different,
saying.
And I think that's why this has been so amazing, because I remember a time when things were easier and simpler, you know what I'm saying? And people
mm-hmm.
actually knew each other, knew their neighbors, you know. And,
I think you're right there. I want to mention that we have a lot of people calling in.
Okay. I don't want to cut anyone off. What I want to tell people is that we have people calling in, and if you want to join in our discussion, just press 1, and then we'll put you in queue, and then you can join in, you know, at different times. So we just need to mention that on the line. So go ahead, Bobby. I'm sorry about that.
Well, that's all right. Cindy, I lived in Baltimore for 20-some years myself, and that's where I met Natalie.
Yeah.
And I live in Naples, Florida now, which is a big tourist town, but here in our neighborhood, it is so everybody is together, everybody knows what's going on, and everybody helps out if somebody's sick.
Right.
Baltimore, I knew the neighbor on each side of me, and that was it. Here, I know everybody on the block.
Right.
And it's just, you know, we need more like that.
Yeah.
And
you know,
I'm hoping that what I heard from Trump last night, I'm hoping that he's going to be that kind of president.
Yeah.
That he's going to, you know, help the little guy. And I've heard some good things about him.
I have too, and recently too.
Well, I've heard, you know, things about somebody stopped and changed Donald Trump's limousine tire one time. And this was a man just off the street, and he didn't know who it was at first, but he stopped and he helped. And Trump paid off his mortgage.
Oh, my
goodness. I mean, yeah, just for changing a tire. So, I mean, I've heard some really good things about Trump. And that makes me optimistic that he's going to be for the people and do what he can, you know, to
put
this country back and unite us.
We have another caller that wants to jump in. I'm going to let somebody jump in because we have a lot of people on the line listening. Can you announce your name and you'll jump in?
Oh, hi, this is Gail. How are you?
Hi, Gail, how are you?
I'm good.
It was such an election, wasn't it?
Well, it was great. And I don't know who the gal was that was just talking about Trump paying off the mortgage of someone who helped him, but I had read about that last year. And I think that, unfortunately, the liberal news media kind of suppressed a lot of like good information about Trump, but I think that that information somehow got across to rural America because they're the ones who I think put him in office last night. And
I agree.
They were the well, let's put it this way. I have some I'm conservative now, although I was a Democrat my entire life. In fact, I was going to pursue a political future until I realized when I was in the Young Democrats and I was like 21, how manipulative and corrupt it could be. Mm. But the thing of it is, which, you know, from this particular election is that the, and I do have some liberal friends, quite a few actually, and what I found was I was like unable to kind of say anything, because if you just suggested that maybe you like Trump, they became hysterical and were almost like bullying you to shut you up so you could not express your opinion. And I think from what I was watching last night, because I was toggling back between Fox News and some of the, you know, the main channels, and the main channels seemed shocked. They seemed shocked that, you know, this was happening. And what I think is so interesting is that they shouldn't have been shocked, because I think they were driving people like me, who would have liked to have spoken, to keep quiet. And that when we got to the poll booth, we voiced our opinion. And I think that, you know, quietly, you know, America, just, you know, when they got to the, you know, when they got to the voting booth, they made their choice. And
I
think
agree.
It was.
Well, I think that's why Trump won.
I agree.
I think a lot of people would not.
I've got a couple
people.
I'm just going to let two more people come in here real quick. I'm not to cut, because we've got plenty of time. We'll all be able to just talk and go in too. I've got to. I agree. There's I'm going to. And if you want to, talk, raise your hand. By raising your hand here, you just have to press one, and I'm going to let you in. I'm going to bring the next person in quickly, and then go over. Can you announce yourself? Hello, and who's this?
Mary Blake.
Mary Blake, how are you, Mary Blake? Mary Blake is in New York City, and I want to. Mary Blake is a dear friend of mine, also, and Mary Blake voted for Clinton, correct? Right?
Oh yeah, I did indeed.
So tell us why. Tell us a little bit why.
Well, I was really, really appalled at Trump's rhetoric and at his vulgarity, and I felt that his values and my values don't mesh very well.
And that was, yeah. You didn't, because it's funny, because we were just talking a little bit about how people, I think Gail just mentioned how, it, you know, if somebody's on the other side, you're almost afraid to mention it because they're going to get mad at you, you know, and I have some friends that, and I voted for Trump, and I have friends that are Democratic, like you are on that side, saying, oh, I have a couple friends in Hawaii that we cannot discuss politics at all, or they will get so upset with me, right? It's like, literally, I mean, we were out to dinner, two of them, they're both in their 80s, right? And we were out to dinner once way back, and I remember Obama was running for election, and we were out to dinner in Waikiki, and I started saying I wasn't going to vote for him, and Osama Murata, who I think the world was beating his fist on the table, you Republicans, I don't know, and I'm thinking, they both got mad at me, and I'm thinking, I drove us here, I could leave, but of course I wouldn't do that, but it was like it, exactly what Gail was just saying, that we get that. Now, Mary's not like that. Mary can, we can, Mary's fine, right? With me voting for Trump, you voted for Clinton. you know, and,
yeah.
And saying what we think about it. And I think that's the beautiful thing about being able to agree to disagree and work together and be able to move this country forward, move life forward, you know, and I think that is what we're starting to see, people starting to take their ground. And one thing I do want to mention, and we've got another caller that wants to come into the conversation too. One, I want to mention, though, because the House and the Senate, which is amazing, you know, Republicans did grab that, and it looks like a lot of the changes that Donald Trump wants to put in can happen a lot easier. Would you agree?
Who's someone watching close?
You know, the whole thing is that most people do not admit that the other people, the other side, has a side. You know,
somebody's on the line. I just let somebody in. I don't think they can hear us. Okay, wait a minute. Let me get
really?
Something here real quick. Let me just that 1 second. I'm going to mute out somebody. There's one other person that just raised their hand that you wanted to come into the discussion. And I think she lost it. Okay. Are you there? Got it. Okay, go ahead, Mary. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I believe that a lot of the things that the people who voted in Trump complained about, they were justified. But I just feel that the Indians used to say, never judge another brave until you've walked a mile in his moccasins.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something,
Mary?
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you real quick. I did vote for Trump, but I wanted to tell you, I watched all those debates and all that. I'm just going to be honest with you and tell you, I prayed for him a lot. And if he'd have been in front of me, I promise you, I'd have had some soap in my hand.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Honestly, because I'm like,
oh my
God, Donald, please. You know what I'm saying? So I just to let you know, you're not the only one that felt that way, okay?
Yeah.
Because it was something to deal with. But the bottom line, though, was the fact that people just were wanting for change to the point where they would just do whatever they needed to do. You know,
absolutely, but I have a feeling that a lot of it, they were mad at the wrong people.
Yeah,
they should have been mad at the senators who took a blood oath to oppose anything that Obama came up with, even if it was something that they had wanted 5 minutes before.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I feel like I could never vote for Hillary after the things that I know from even people in other parts of the world, and that I feel that way. To me personally, I could have never voted for her, you know, but I'm not knocking anybody that does vote for her. But I just felt like, to me, I felt like Donald Trump's heart, at least, is in the right place. He doesn't have to do this. It's not, and his heart was in the right place to fight for the country, fight for the people, to get changes. Because there's a lot of changes that President Obama said would happen that haven't happened, and even with the Bushes before,
and
things that we were promised.
And how could they have happened when every one of the senators who congressman voted down anything that he tried to get through? How could he possibly have gotten anything done?
Well,
when his hands were tied right from the very beginning.
Yeah, there were different things that happened that I've seen in the real estate world that were not good for the real, you know, for the business and as well. And this is where it's nice for us to be able to agree to disagree. Right? Because I'm thrilled that Donald Trump got in. I'm just so happy because I feel like we can really see the change, because we're trillions of dollars in debt. There's so many programs out there that aren't really helping the country, and it's just, we're just digging a deeper hole. And that's where I feel like this can make a change. We can go back to some conservative issues. We can get back into the Constitution, and that's how I'm. You know, my feeling is that you know, I'd love to see God get back in schools. I'd love to. I mean, prayer at least.
Yeah.
You know, people may have different religions or whatever, but at least be allowed to pray. You know, our younger generation just seems so lost because of not. not seeing the basics and the foundation, and that's what I personally would love to get back
and
see.
How about getting music and art back in?
Oh, I agree. Oh my God.
How about reforming in the Congress where a congressman only gets paid when they show up? I mean, a lot of people only vote once or twice a year.
Mr. Trump did say was he did want to change the terms, Madeline? I think that's something that everybody, I mean, that I know, as long as I've been around, you know, they should have done that a long time ago. I mean, how many, if you don't do the job, then why do you get to make the money? You know, I mean, any place else, any other business, you know what I'm saying? And I agree with you, I really do. I think that's something that desperately needs to be changed.
There is so much that really is wrong with the system that has absolutely nothing to do with Republican or Democrat.
I agree. There's a lot of things that we, but I think the path that we were going down and the corruption and the things that we're seeing were just like everybody said, I've had enough. I mean, it's the job loss and the economy is not as good as people. You know, they say it's good, but it isn't that good. When you look at, I talk to a lot of people in different areas, and
sure,
depends where you are.
And so do we all. And look, there is so much that could be better in this country, but we've got to work together.
Yeah,
and to fight people just because they're involved with the other party is criminal. Is absolutely criminal.
I agree.
I agree. So would it be
has to be wrong because they're Republican? I don't think so. If somebody has to be wrong because they're Democrat, I don't think that's right.
Oh, I agree with you there totally. And I want to mention, though, anybody, we've got other callers calling in. If you'd like to jump into the conversation and say anything, just press 1, and then you'll be in queue, and we can bring in. I agree, but we have the Constitution, the way the Constitution was written, and you go back and you look at that, we had some pretty intelligent people setting that foundation in place. And it worked, and it worked well for a long time. And I think this election is so historic because we look at what we have at stake right now, the Supreme Court judges, you know, who's going to be picked, who isn't going to be picked. I lean more on the conservative because I want to see our grandchildren and great-grandchildren have the type of communities like what just Cindy mentioned, you know, and you were mentioning, you know, and Bobby mentioned that in our town, in our local towns, people look out for each other. We've gotten so far away from that, and I think that's what I could hear a lot of the people fighting for, saying we need this to get better, and it's just been getting worse. That's where I've been feeling like I just was scared to death if Clinton got in. I really was. I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart. I believe she's been in politics for years, and I give her credit for doing that and standing in there. But I also have believe and know firsthand from different people things I wouldn't say because I don't think it's appropriate, that I don't believe the heart is where the heart needs to be to make a change for this country and get the things done. You know, I think we're teetering, to me, on the verge of destruction, and I feel like that would have just taken us over the cliff. Now, of course, you know, we all have our own opinion, which is the beautiful part of our democracy and being able to have our own opinions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's a different country. I'm in a different generation, and there is a different country from what I grew up. I grew up. My grandparents were right there in the same town. My grandchildren are in Pennsylvania. They're in Indiana, and they're in Israel. I mean,
different places.
Right, and I understand exactly what you're saying.
This is crazy. I used to stop by my grandparents on the way home from school every day.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen very often anymore.
Mm-mm. No.
And those values, those really grandparents, their values, where are they now?
Well.
Now, what do you think, Gail? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
One of the things I wanted to say
is, you know, you talked about, you know, there's a Republican House, a Republican Senate now, and now a Republican president. And the last time that was that happened was in 1928, which was 1 year before the Depression. So I think that, you know, our times, because just in terms of like the market and so forth, a couple of days ago when I was listening to CNBC, they were talking about if Trump was president or Hillary was president, that the market was more concerned about a Trump presidency and that probably the market would go down. So last night when everything was kind of not conclusive yet, the futures were down 700 points.
Yeah.
And yet today, everything kind of like reversed itself and the market was actually up. And I was having a discussion with my sister saying that it's like incredible because some stocks are like way up. And other stocks, you know, are, you know, took a hit, but that the response with, like, the market and so forth and so on is not what they predicted. And I think that it mirrors the fact that they were wrong about the polls. And I think a lot of people who participated in polls were not people who maybe like you and me who are kind of quiet, who maybe didn't want to participate in polls, and therefore, you know, the polls were not really accurate. And I think that whatever forecasts that have been made, I think you kind of have to take with, you know, kind of with reservation, because I think that Trump's presidency, it kind of represents a course that the country has never experienced. I think that he brings with it kind of some unpredictability, which I think can be scary for some people, but I think it will also bring some change that is necessary, and he is not afraid to shake things up.
Yeah.
And when I was listening to Mary saying, you know, she was talking about, like, you know, the Congress blocked this or blocked that with Obama. You see, when you're in politics, I mean, I have, like, a little bit of an understanding because I was going through that process. You know, the good old boys network does not allow you to kind of, like, kind of make changes. You have got to participate in their kind of like in their kind of system. But you see, Trump represents, you know, he's not part of that, and he's not a politician, so he represents a path that people have not experienced, and I think that is going to be beneficial, even though it may be a little upsetting. I think it's going to be beneficial for this nation because he represents not only change, but the fact is he's been at the bottom, he's been at the top in terms of his own business. You know, he's very familiar with the law. He knows how to manipulate, you know, tax laws and so forth to his benefit. But that's also going to be able to help because he knows where the loopholes are, you know, to help, like, you know, a smaller person and so forth. So I just think, you know, I'm kind of excited
about it.
Now, go ahead. Now, what did you want to say? Because we're doing an open forum. So, Mary, were you coming in to say something, or were we saying something? Was Cindy saying something?
I was saying the loopholes he knows about are to help the big people, not the little ones.
I don't think so. I think that, you know, I'm a little person. I mean, honestly speaking, I'm a little person. But through the years being a little person, I figured out some of the loopholes just because, you know, you put your whatever, your, you know, the rubber to the metal and so forth, and you kind of figure things out. I think, you know, Trump, he took advantage of laws and he used them to his advantage. And I think, but he was not a politician. He was a businessman. And mm-hmm. I think that now that he is in a different role, I think he's going to use that to kind of maybe help reform things. I really believe that. In my heart of hearts, I really, really believe that. So, I mean, I'm hoping that if we have this conversation 4 years from now, you know, we might all be in agreement that he has used that to kind of like help the little man. You know what I
Amen.
Mean? So,
yeah.
Anyway,
Amen.
That's,
we, we have other people calling in, and if you want to join in the conversation, just press 1 on your phone, and then we'll bring you right into the conversation. It's because we want to give everybody a chance to chime in. I notice some people are just in listen mode. But if you want to jump in, press 1. And, yeah, I agree. I think, let's see, we have somebody. Let me see who this is. Hi there.
Hello.
Can you announce yourself? Yes, we're bringing you in. How are you?
Yes, this is John Cools. I'm a contractor, been in business for about 12 years. And
hey, John.
I'm looking very forward. Hi there. I'm looking very forward to the implications of the new president that hopefully will make some significant reforms to both our health insurance as well as our taxes, as well as our schooling. I just feel that with the president who comes in with let's just be honest, his net worth is 7 times what any president we've ever seen before, and that goes all the way back to George Washington.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And with that kind of backing, you know, just the knowledge of finance alone, though he may be, you know, some can call him a bigot or whatever the case may be, but, you know, though he might come in as being very emphatic, I think the changes that we need, not knowing that he is not, you know, from a political backing, background, I think that's going to be some reform that is going to help not just the little man but also the big man. I mean he's coming in with significant, you know, promises, but, you know, every president has done that, but then have they ever really, really come through for us? If he can just show 10%, to be honest with you, you know, of his desired effect, you know, that's going to have a tremendous effect on us overall. I think America has been, you know, very, very spoiled in the last couple generations in that, you know, look at our founding fathers. What all did they put in? The millions of people who have died for this country, and yet we are what are we doing? We're just sitting on our computers, playing with our cell phones, and
well put.
And you know, we're not really. What have we really put in this generation? Say even the last generation. I understand. Go ahead.
No, I well put. This morning it made me want to get up and work. You know, you just get up and get that energy. This. What's happened is just. It's reviving everybody, I think. I think it's been a big movement that's so needed. And that is so well put. Go ahead, John.
And, I mean, we call ourselves the United States, so when are we going to actually come together and get united to do something about this $20 trillion deficit that we have?
Wow.
That's costing
oh,
us
my.
A grand total of 6% of our budget for the Federal Reserve is going just out in interest? I mean, what's next? Is it going to jump to 10%, 20%? What are our grandkids going to do about this? Are we not going to slash this? You know, say even if we increase our taxes by say even 10% overall, what's that really going to do? It means we can't have a latte. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's you know,
right.
if we don't put something in, we're not going to get something out. And we're getting ready to crash and burn, whether people realize it or not. The interest rates that we're paying currently on our debt is really minimal. If you look at the big picture, look at what it's getting ready to go to. How much more do we have? I mean, if you go out and go get yourself a loan right now and you're already over in debt, if you go out and get another loan, even a personal loan or a signature loan, you're going to be paying a lot higher percentage rate. So that's kind of the boat that we're in. We're already looking at $3.8 trillion, that the Federal Reserve or the federal government already owes on, $3.8 trillion is our total income with the federal government, and we owe $20 trillion? I mean, if
crazy.
It was a household,
yep.
that means you owe five times as much as your actual annual income. Do the math. That's
we can't
just
sustain
insanity.
It.
No, there's not only can we not sustain it, it's not sustaining current. It's what's going to happen over the next 5 or 10 years. It's going to have more than a devastating effect. I mean, here I'm a small business owner, and so I of course pay both sides of my Social Security. I pay for a mandatory health insurance that's going up as of January by 60%. I don't even use my health insurance. My health insurance,
the Obama plan is.
Right. Under Obamacare, I have a $6,500 deductible. Okay. That means I'm paying out of pocket for just about absolutely anything I would go to do. So I'm not even using my health insurance for the last 3 years. But it's mandatory what's next? Are we going to have mandatory life insurance? Are we going to have mandatory dog insurance? I mean,
there needs to be some kind of regulation on the insurance companies that are raising their rates, not the government. The government has to work with insurance companies that are gouging, getting everything they possibly can. You know about AIG? Forget it.
Right.
And by the way, have you ever talked with a small contractor who did work for Donald Trump, and he stiffed them and put them out of business?
See,
I can believe
I voted. We're talking. Yeah, both sides. But yeah, it's
they're line them up for around the block.
Let's talk about this. I mean, one of the things that Trump brought forward is the fact, and you know, as a businessman, that, you know, competition is a really healthy thing. And when you have competition, you know, you can generally drive prices down because, you know, people are vying for business. And what happened, I think, unfortunately, with the Obamacare and so forth and so on, because competition was kind of like suppressed because Donald Trump wants to open up competition throughout the country, meaning that, and I don't think a lot of people understand, but that you can only get health insurance through the providers that are approved for your state. And
right.
one of the things that
yeah.
he suggested was that, you know, this competition would be opened up like that it would not just be in a state, which means that if there was greater competition, it would help drive the prices down.
Yeah.
And I think, that's a really important thing.
Very important.
So,
yeah.
So the point of it is that Obamacare, while the idea and the ideology was very, you know, it was just a beautiful idea, but in practicality, it did not kind of like, you know, come down to what reality was really going to make of it. And now we're seeing these huge increases in premiums, which, you know, have occurred because it's mandated. And I think
Obamacare has been a disaster. It has been a disaster.
Sure,
yeah. Disaster.
Well, I agree.
It's good.
No
I
question.
Think the thing that is good is that needs to remain is that anyone can get insurance no matter what their pre-existing conditions have been. That's really important.
Yes.
that stays moving forward. So many doctors and small practices had to go out of business because they couldn't afford to bring their systems, even just computer systems, up to where the Obama plan required it to be. And my health insurance went up almost double in the last 4 years since the Obamacare plan. And I'm just saying, I just wanted to throw that in there because it's, you know, it shouldn't have been several hundred million dollars for a website either. So there's things that get into there's particulars that go in there, and this is our government money. This is supposed to be our money that was being spent, and it you know, we needed it. We needed health insurance. So when the other sides and other people say, hey, a lot of people that couldn't afford insurance have it now, I agree, but I don't. But it's been a mess, and it's just not working, and that's why so many states have been filing against it. So we needed changes. We need big changes, John, you have your own company, right?
Right.
With doing you're raising how many children? You have four.
I have three children. I've raised two. I still have one at home.
Okay, because you have three. Because I know you've done work with us too, and you're awesome. And it's hard having your own company when you're a small business and trying to pay all the money. And it hasn't been working. It hasn't been working the last 8 to 12 years, even 16 years.
If you take into consideration the taxes combined with the income taxes, but then you put in the Social Security tax, both sides, and then you put in what I guess Social Security must be called retirement insurance, and then you have mandated
right.
health insurance, and then you have all of these mandated, regulated, blahs. When you put all that together, you know, I might be able to go out and make $100, but by time I'm taxed with all of everything that I'm taxed with, I'm left with maybe, you know, 50 cents on a dollar,
and then
I
if
still
you need
have to
hire,
pay business expenses.
But if you need to hire people to help you so that you can grow, and then it's mandatory with it, it's just getting really out of hand. But then we have people on medical assistance.
Oh, you can absolutely forget being able to grow when you're putting out 50 cents on a dollar just to be able to keep your,
right.
you know, legal, to be able to stay legal,
and
to be able to have the licensure and whatnot.
Right.
Do I understand that since Eisenhower, government has been stealing money from the Social Security Trust.
Right.
It started with Eisenhower. I remember a headline. Eisenhower has decided that we'll never use the money that is set aside for Social Security, so he's going to build roads with it.
Well, you know, I agree. There's so many things. We've got about 13 minutes left. The time flies by fast. And anybody in the queue that would like to raise your hand and say anything, you just press 1 on your phone, and then you'll be put into the call with all of us. This is Realty Universal Radio. I'm Natalie Mullinex, and we're discussing what the election was about. And we've got people on that have voted for Trump, people that have voted for Clinton. And it's not so nice to be able to agree, to disagree, and see both sides. I feel that the inspiration has been brought back with a lot of people. And I feel like with what, like John was saying, you know, you get out and you work and you do things. And for small businesses, it is difficult if you can't grow because you can't afford to pay everybody's health insurance. On the flip side, when we have a lot of people on the welfare and in the entitlement programs, I believe those programs, and they were started to help people to get on their feet. And I have no problem with somebody being in a program for a year, 2 years to get on their feet. If they're disabled, I'm all for it because they're not going to be able to possibly get on their feet. But there's a lot of people out there, and I've seen it firsthand. Being in real estate, we see quite a lot firsthand in when it comes to people living and in their home situations. And I've accepted the housing programs on different properties over the years. I've seen a lot of people that are milking the system, that there's not the accountability where someone needs to go and check on them every month and make sure they don't have a man living with them, or if a man's getting it, a woman living with them that's working full-time and everybody's working under the table. And we need more accountability, and we need people to feel like, hey, I've got to do the right thing because maybe this works for me, but what am I teaching my children and my grandchildren and my other children? What am I teaching the future? So I think we need people to learn how to fish and teach them how to fish. But what's been happening with a lot of the entitlement programs, I cannot tell you how many times I've heard, I can't go get it because you know what? I'm making more money if I don't work than if I go to work. By the time I go to work and pay the taxes and pick the thing, it's easier for me to collect welfare, take on medical assistance, And I'm hoping, I'm just honest. I've seen it. Somebody can't tell me that's not what really is happening. It's happening, and it's happening in many, many large masses of people, and it's happening. And so, again, I just want to state, there are times people need help, and you should be able to get it. And I have nothing wrong with that, nothing against that. It's just when it becomes a lifestyle, and it's not, there could be accountability. Why don't we have drug testing? If somebody gets on welfare, why don't they have to take a drug test? Where is that not, people have told me that's discrimination. Why is it discrimination? You know, but it's not everywhere. And why can't people come and check out the house every month? And so you don't have, there's not someone else living there giving you all this money. And so that's just my two cents but that's where the accountability, but I'll tell you, if you really care about your family your children and what you're teaching them, but I'm saying people will try to work,
oh,
right?
Oh boy,
that
need another
it.
Hour to deal with this because I was going to tell you straight out, you've got that whole, I know there's a lot of problems with that system, but I want you to understand that there's
people
a whole lot more about it than what you're talking about.
Right,
okay,
exactly.
The truth is, I had a stroke in 2010. I always took care of myself and always had my own business. I had a business for years. I was a realtor for a long time. But I want to tell you something. I had a stroke and I ended up in a state system nursing facility, and I finally got out of there only by the God of God, and the fact that that I was qualified by some of those systems that I've now have to live with. I was not looking.
But that's different because that's needed. Needed.
No, not really.
That's
because the problem is, I ended up in the system because of a physical issue, okay? But the thing that I've seen is that so much of the graft and all of the problems is that there are certain people who are truly honest that want to do whatever necessary in order for the system to go forward, and you find out that people come down there and tell you that, we're gonna cut off your whatever because you're doing so well.
Right.
Okay, you're doing so well, and so now we don't need this aid and we don't need that. Oh, it's amazing. There's
That's
a whole
terrible.
Lot more in that.
I agree.
And we can't
I
even
agree.
Get into it right now. Okay.
No, I totally
I just
agree
feel
with
very
you, and
strongly
I don't,
that
and I,
it's
yeah.
very important.
Yeah.
For us to remember first that we're all Americans, that's number one, and that we need to figure out a way to help each other, instead of fighting against each other constantly.
Exactly.
It's very important. And that's what I've learned
about the
whole thing. It really is. That's the one thing I've learned.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, John was saying we need to be united. We need, and I agree with you 100%. And we need.
You know,
and
I used to pay
like
my own.
To...
I did my best to pay my own bills. You know, for my insurance, my health insurance, But after a while, I just had to, I had to fold my business because I just couldn't afford it,
Right.
So I do understand why we needed to open up some kind of health ability for people that were having a hard time. When what I need they do is just to tweak it so it works. You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest problem that I've had with Obamacare. It's like, thank God, at least somebody did set up somebody, to make a way for people to get some kind of help. But the bottom line is, don't stop there. You know, get up and go figure out, make it work, That's my big thing.
I think that's what
they're
trying to do is take the good and leave the bad, take the good out and leave the bad. And nothing. And anytime you start anything, I think when they started Obamacare, I thought, anything is going to be really difficult at first. You got to clear it out. Work through it, but it just didn't work out. It just didn't work out, unfortunately. But
I think also that the whole thrust here is that we want to empower people. We don't want to make people dependent. We don't want to make people dependent on the government. We want to empower them so they can be independent. And if they were independent and they've lost their independence, We want to kind of get them to that independence again, but not to foster it where people become dependent and then, you know, they don't have any other way to survive. And, you know, and I think that that's, you know, like your frustration personally, because, you know, you are kind of a, you know, like an upstanding, whatever, taking care of everything. And then you fell into like the scripts of a, you know, just really hard times. And, you know, so you are very thankful that certain things were in place, but I think we need to take it one step further, and we
need
to kind of,
bottom line. I don't want
that.
Yeah,
and I think we can all agree on that.
That's the whole point.
You know?
That's why I decided to take care of myself, you know, to make my own car, I mean, my own job and do my own business, you know, because I'm,
Cindy,
you know, I feel like everybody else.
Yeah.
I had a job and figured out that
didn't work. You're amazing. But you're amazing, and that's not the what I was bringing up. I was bringing up you're amazing, and you're right. We'd need a whole nother show. We'd need a week to go through. But it's not what it's supposed to be. It's there's people that are really milking the system that don't need it, that are playing with it,
and there are people
that need it.
That
so you can't do away with it. You cannot do away with it. It's needed. It's so needed. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's definitely needed. And us coming together and people helping and you know, like everybody said, on getting united and loving people and accepting. That's just like, I voted for Trump. A lot of friends voted for Clinton. Does that mean we're going to hate each other? No. Does it mean we're not going to still get along and love each other? Of course we are, I hope. No, we are. And it's just, that's what
we
need.
If we don't,
I pity
this country.
I'm going to see you
at the
end of November, right, Mary? I just thought about that.
Wait a minute.
You haven't
even been here long enough to know what it is to live in America.
but I really feel good because, you know, we got a lot of people really learning and getting out there this election that really, not we, the country, I mean, I didn't do it, the other people did it, and God bless you for doing it. It means something because literally I firmly believe, and anybody knows me, and we're running out of time, and this show needs to go longer than it does. I have full faith in God. I do not believe that we're just clay bodies walking around in these bodies. I believe we have a spirit and a soul. I fully believe it, and I believe our willpower in as human beings, that's what got the forefathers to break away from England and come, you know, to the United States to do things. That's that's what gets John to raise his children. That's what gets me to raise my son by myself because, you know, I got divorced years and years ago and not quit. I think the only reason I did well in real estate is I was starving. I had a six-year-old, and it was either you go in the gutter or you work, and I worked like crazy and did really well, but I didn't go to try to do really well, and then I did really well. I was making sure I wasn't going to starve, and then I did well. Does that make sense? And so without that drive, but we all need it, and if we can instill it. But if we can instill it in everybody and then love people and say, it's okay, I'm not like you and you're not like me, you know, in the fact that every one of us has an individual fingerprint for a reason. God made us with our own gifts, and each one of us has special gifts that the other one doesn't have. Each one of us can teach each other all the time, no matter how old, how young, who we are, what we've done. If we've never read a book in our life, and I love books, I'm a bookaholic, but everybody can teach somebody, and if we could just get that unity back, it doesn't. We're gonna make it, but right now the system's been broken, and we have. I mean, we really need to get back to basics, and that's kind of how I feel. Just like I'm hoping they get term limits, so we can stop having, you know, all this, you know. And I want to see the laws written for the United States citizens of America, that the people that are in Congress and the House and Congress, that they have to abide by the same laws. I don't think it's fair that they exclude themselves constantly. So that's my take on it, and I think we can do this, and it, one at a time, we can do this. Somebody, you know, you see somebody on the street, and you say hi, and they don't say hi, and some people assume that person isn't nice. Maybe the person's deaf. Maybe the person didn't hear you. Maybe the person, somebody just died, and they're in a total funk, or who knows? Maybe there's something, they need medical assistance. We shouldn't keep assuming and pointing fingers at each other.
Right.
So,
anyhow,
I think the overall concept that we need to keep in mind is something that Spock said on Star Trek many, many years ago. We all can probably remember it, and that is the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one. In our nation, you know, of course, some of us are not going to like some of the things that are going to end up transpiring under you might say, the regime of of Trump. But, you know, overall, we really need to come back together. We need to, you know, as a group, we need to fix America, because if we don't fix America, we're going to crash and we're going to all end up over in China. Or, I mean, who wants to go there?
Oh,
you know,
my God.
You know, I mean,
we might not get
if you love America,
either, huh?
If you really
there,
love
I don't
America,
want to go there. Thank you.
If you really love America,
boy,
you need to dig deep. Dig deep and accept
after
their problems.
After all, do you know how much we owe China? What if they called in all of their markers and said, we want to get paid right now?
Right. Guess what?
Exactly.
We would. Yeah. Yeah, we owe them a lot.
We're in a pinch and we need to get out of it.
Yeah, and we need to love China too, but say, hey, we love you, but you're not taking this from us. You know, we need to be able to just all work together. And the United States was created as a melting pot.
This is our World War III to fix America, you know? I mean, this might not be our generation to actually go to war, but let's go to war against, you know, Obamacare that's broken. Let's go to war against fixing problems with our deficit. Let's go to war, you know? Let's dig deep, put away some lattes or cappuccinos, and actually, you know, put towards what we need to do. We need to fix this for our kids.
Let's go to war against the people who hate people who don't agree with them. How about that?
Right, we've got to put a stop to
it.
We just have to say we have to be more understanding and more giving and everybody, you know, from people live all different places all over the world and have different takes on things. It's okay, you know. It's just that in the United States here, we were founded with a constitution that's pretty decent.
Yeah.
And,
amen.
John,
I think if
you said something earlier about the founding fathers, you know,
yes.
Let me tell you something. Every single one of those guys, they started with a certain amount of wealth, okay? But every single one of them gave up everything they had just for
everything.
That concept.
Everything. That's right.
Okay? And it's like, how
they
can
sure
we
did.
Possibly do any better? You know?
No. You know, there was one
That's
thing
why
right
we
at
need
the end. I'm so glad everybody came on today, and those of you listening that didn't jump in, you're hearing it, and I'm so thankful that everybody came in today to talk about this. This country was founded in Christianity. It's in God We Trust. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was John Adams. Oh, don't quote me. One of them said in the beginning, wrote a letter to his wife and said, if God's taken out of everything, this is never going to work. And
right.
It's interesting. We don't have to reinvent the wheel all the time. We've got some really cool guidelines. The Constitution was written in a beautiful way. Our rules and our systems, and we need, you know, we have good checks and balances as if we could just get them used properly instead of, like it was just mentioned, about not doing it for ourselves, right? We have to do it for others. And if we look at that, and like Mary said, let's not hate the other ones that don't agree with us. If we could just start, and one of us at a time, right? It works. And
right.
Right.
So, does anybody want to put out any last parting words, since it's already that time?
God bless America.
Yay!
We really
nice meeting all you wonderful people.
War,
hey,
really,
every few people pay on earth is found in heaven. Yay!
Yay.
Thank you, everybody. I so appreciate
Listen,
you guys.
So we need to pray for this country. You know, in terms of just, you know, everything, like, you know, all of the things that we want, our goals and so forth. And, you know, just as Natalie said early on, to, you know, make sure that God stays part of it because, you know, he's our partner, you know.
He's
in
real.
Our success.
God's real. God's real.
And,
right.
And now that Trump is in, we need to give him a chance and work with him instead of against
Yay!
Him.
Yes, Mary.
Amen.
There you go.
Hey, Mary, when I come up there to New York, can we go to Trump Tower and have lunch? Okay, I'm pushing it, but I'm pushing it. But I'm coming up the end of November, you know, so.
Okay.
I'm going to make her eat her words, right? No, wait a minute. Okay, I'm just going there. Okay. So. Everybody, thank you, everybody, for coming on. I so appreciate all of you. And God bless America. To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.